New York man found guilty of kidnapping elderly woman with dementia in West LA. Los Angeles. A man was found guilty by a judge June 13 of federal criminal charges stemming from his abduction of a 68-year-old woman with dementia at the West Los Angeles Veterans Affairs Medical Center. Johnny Ray Goska, 53, of Bronx, New York, was found guilty of one count of kidnapping, two counts of attempted obstruction of justice, and one count of attempted witness tampering, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. U.S. District Judge Andre Barat Jr. entered the verdict Tuesday at the conclusion of a six-day bench trial in Los Angeles Federal Court. According to evidence presented at trial, Goska kidnapped the victim at about 8:30 a.m. on July 19, 2021, after attempting to obtain a medical appointment at the VA facility. The victim was accompanied by a longtime friend, and as the two of them approached their car, Goska appeared unexpectedly, according to court documents. Goska put his arms around and pushed her toward a gold-colored pickup truck that was parked nearby. Goska then picked up and threw her into the rear portion of the truck's passenger compartment. After the Department of Veteran Affairs Police Department contacted the FBI later in the morning, the victim's friend told agents she recognized Goska, believed he previously was in some kind of relationship with the victim, and suspected Goska may have taken some of money from her bank and retirement accounts. The witness also reported that the victim previously noted she was missing some of her credit cards, and when the two went to the victim's bank to review her accounts, bank records showed a $35,000 withdrawal from her retirement account, followed by several Venmo, MoneyGram, and PayPal transactions that the friend believed the victim did not have the knowledge or wherewithal to conduct, court documents state. Within hours of beginning its investigation, the FBI located the victim's phone at the Dixie Hollywood Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard, where agents converged. Soon after, Goska and the victim exited the hotel, leading to Goska's arrest. During an interview recounted in court documents, Goska described the victim as his girlfriend and told agents that, after leaving the VA facility, they stopped at a bank where the victim made a $15,000 withdrawal. After his arrest and while in pretrial custody, Goska made several jail calls to a friend in New York asking him to destroy evidence of his wrongdoing with the victim, according to evidence presented at the trial. Goska urged the friend to erase all his messages on the Facebook Messenger app, including messages describing the victim as a golden goose. In August 2021, Goska made another jailhouse phone call to his friend and told him to collect his hard drives from his apartment before the FBI could seize them and learn of his financial exploitation of the victim, prosecutors said. Barat found Goska not guilty of one count of interference with commerce by extortion and scheduled a September 29 sentencing hearing. Goska faces up to life in federal prison, prosecutors noted.